much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Will Glenda be there?
Obviously.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I am urging the parents of black and Latino youngsters particularly to not let their children go out wearing hoodies.
Come on, man. You're missing the point.
You've hit gold. Save some for the screen.
Why not, B? This is America.
This is USA!
Hey, Lisa May. I just heard that you had an accident, but I'm so glad to hear that you're okay. But let me just tell you that if I rear end you, I guarantee you won't walk away. Yeah? Huh? Yeah, see? You're not going to be able to walk. Because I'd wreck that.
And now.
They're stupid. They're dumb, rude. They're punk mother.
Our feature presentation.
He's right. That guy's right. Wow. The last one.
Tom's on
that
fire.
Guy's always right. Come on.
Yeah. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's a Tuesday morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Bean.
What's going on?
Not much. Today's that day.
Yes, it is.
It is that day.
Yeah. Didn't bring my breakfast because me and Ralph are going out.
Oh, stop.
Really going to leave for a half hour so you can...
You betcha.
You don't want to miss catching up with the Armenian comedian. It's been 2 years.
I'll listen to it on the radio.
I like he has a goatee now. Don't you want to see that?
Oh, my God.
By the way, if I remember correctly, Bean was firmly in the I'm tired of him camp.
Yes.
But it's
I
been
was.
A long time. So
it's been 2 years. Yeah, exactly.
So he needs a little bit more. You guys have had it for life.
Look, I may be with you. I may be ready to go. When Kevin wants Sam back in on tomorrow's show, I may be going out to breakfast with you guys. I may be completely over it by then. But right now, I'm a little bit intrigued just to catch up. Because, you know, I like to stay current. So I'm just intrigued to find out what he's been up to for the last 2 years.
Well, when I called, he was just sitting with some friends playing backgammon. So
yeah,
really?
Doesn't sound like he's gone far then.
No.
It's funny, Lisa, when you said it's that day, the first thing I thought is probably the first thing a lot of listeners thought, which is... Today your taxes are due. Today's tax day, April
17th,
right?
Oh, no, I didn't even think of that. That's right. I already did those.
Yes, as have most responsible people. Kevin, do you miss your friends that you used to see every tax day at 11:58 p.m. at the post office?
It certainly is the same group. Used to drop them off. They have to be postmarked by midnight, so the post office would stay open till midnight, and I would drive over there and drop them off at 11:30, 11:40.
Sure.
See, long lines of people doing that.
As many people still do. I mean, there's always going to be a certain segment of the population who's right there. But I thought this was interesting because every year companies now are taking advantage of the free publicity to give away free stuff on tax day. So there are actually some deals out there for you. Oh. They kind of tie in. And this year, more and more, and I know I've talked about this before, but I still don't understand what the big thrill is for companies to get you to quote-unquote like their Facebook page.
Yeah, I always think that's stupid too.
But a lot of them are doing that. You like their page and you get a coupon, for instance. You like their page. For instance, Seattle's Best Coffee, you like their page and they're sending out free coffee samples to 100,000 people that like their Facebook page, right?
Maybe they could advertise on it or something if they get enough likes or I don't know.
I don't know, but I mean,
I don't get
if your customers are coming to your page to see your product, that's what matters. I don't understand why it matters whether I hit the like button or not.
Because then it shows up on your page and all your friends see it.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
Is that what it is? So you're spreading their gospel, basically.
Right.
Well, here's some free stuff that's going on today. For instance, Kevin, you'll be interested in some of these. Arby's handing out free curly fries today.
Love it.
Chili's offering a free appetizer or dessert. Now, these all have different deals. Some are, you know, with purchase. Some are whatever. A chain called Maggie Moo's. Do we know about Maggie Moo's? It's an ice cream place.
No.
They have free scoops of frozen yogurt today.
Okay.
Panda Express is handing out free servings of its Shanghai Angus steak. Chevy's is doling out free chicken taquitos today. Cinnabon is giving out 2 free Cinnabon bites per customer.
Bites?
Now, I hope that that's some sort of new individual serving. I hope that's not they have 1 Cinnabon. You walk up, you get to take 2 bites, and the guy behind you gets to take 2 bites.
And the guy behind the counter is holding it.
Yeah, right, exactly. P.F. Chang's is offering a 50% discount on meals. Oh, I love them so much. They're so good. You have P.F. Chang's where you live?
Yep.
The Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. Boston Market has a free meal. Buy one, get one free. A place called Brugger's has a special on tax day big bagel bundles. A place called Hydro Massage is offering, for the 4th consecutive year, a free 10-minute massage.
That's
a Hydro
nice.
Massage.
Happy endings?
It doesn't say that here.
Okay.
Office Depot is offering free copying up to 25 pages, which I think is that's the only one that seems to be some sort of a tie-in to tax day from people who might actually be trying to get their materials together to mail in or whatever. Right. So you get some free copy in there. And Pizza Hut, finally, in six major U.S. cities, is going to be delivering free pizzas to H&R Block tax preparers.
What?
Which is just kind of a nice thing that they're doing to help out the people who are working late with the last-minute clients trying to get them done.
But if I want a free pizza, I have to be an employee of H&R Block, and that's...
Well, I bet they share with the customers, too. to start a new job?
I don't have that in my day.
So anyway, if you're interested in free stuff, if you're one of those people, then just do a search on free stuff for tax day, and all of that'll come up. And there may be some more. Those are the ones that I was able to collate this morning. But good times.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Yeah, it's tick-tock.
Nope, it isn't. It's not that at all. This morning we're going to talk about bad celebrity tattoos. If you have a bad celebrity tattoo, maybe between now and when we talk about it, you can email it to us. You can email it to me at kevin@krock.com.
You need a photo.
A photo, yeah. Email a photo of the tattoo. We've seen some horrible ones. The one with Will Ferrell was terrible. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
But the ones that, we saw a big gallery yesterday, and I guess we'll put it up on krock.com today, but... A band that you love. Hoobastank comes out, and the reason is your favorite song. And you go, I will never stop loving Hoobastank. Hoobastank is going to be my band forever. And then 10 years go by, 15 years go by, and you go, I have a Hoobastank tattoo. Yeah. What am I going to do about that?
How do I cover that up?
Right.
We also have Hannah Simone.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Hannah Simone plays Cece on The New Girl.
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing.
He's coming in the studio. By the way, we need to make sure.
Yes, we do.
That he's gone.
Right.
He'll be gone. He'll be gone by then.
I mean, really sure. We need at least a half-hour buffer.
Just to clear the air.
We also have Moses, I believe it's Gingrich, who's running for president of the United States.
Nope.
Which is cool.
Nope. Different guy.
What?
Different guy, different spelling. This guy is probably one of the best known former Amish guys. He's done a lot of things on television. He helps kids who want to decide whether they want to stay with the Amish faith or not. Kind of helps them decide. Let's them stay at his house. And I think he's written a book. He's been on some TV shows. And he's a fascinating guy to tell you about what the Amish life. He's been in and out of it. So he can kind of tell you the difference in how he made the decision he made. But the Amish life is just it's a bizarre choice.
No life for me.
No, I don't
tell you
think
that.
So.
No electricity. They can't. It's just crazy. All the
rules why is electricity evil?
I don't know.
Why can't you have all the good stuff of the Amish? You know, the faith and the community and the closeness of the family, everything, but still be allowed to turn on a light.
Yeah, when you start thinking about all the ways you use electricity in your daily, life, it just seems that's crazy.
That's right.
Eli Manning, one of our favorite football players, is going to be hosting SNL in a couple weeks, so we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Beer mug weigh in. I believe after Coachella, it's going to be probably 10 pounds up. And the Armenian comedian. So that's coming up today on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We will come back with the show business. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
What is that? Is that that group love song?
Yep.
That's pleasant. It's a pleasant song, isn't it?
That is a chipper summertime song.
Yep. Yeah, I like that. Hey, Group Love, one of the bands that's playing Coachella again this weekend. You want to go? You can. We've got tickets for you at 9 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Then again at noon, 3, 6, and 9. All week long, you can score a pair of three-day passes to Coachella. Sold out this coming weekend and access to the K-Rock Coachella house where it was going off. Kevin, you napped a little bit at the Coachella house this past weekend.
How dare you?
If I recall the photos.
It was great, though. It's really fun to have those bands up.
Awesome place. Yeah. They'll never get the security deposit back on that place.
No, God, no.
Ralph is here. Time for our first look at the showbiz beat on a Tuesday. It's 5:53. Good morning, Ralph.
Doesn't look like Kevin is napping in that house as much as he was hit with a trank dart. someone caught him in the wild. He was going after a gazelle. He was hunting on the Serengeti and boom. Just got hit with one of those darts from the safari and just put him out in the bush there.
Funny, that's what it felt like, too.
He's got his legs sort of almost up on a table and his ass is sliding off the chair. I have no idea how, doing to the laws of physics, he's actually staying in that chair in any which way or short.
Can't answer that.
But you need to take a look. And apparently we're doing a little Photoshop challenge.
Oh, it's been so fun so far. You should see all the people.
Take Kevin's picture and then you just add some additional elements and see what you can come up with.
Listeners are much more creative than us on a regular basis.
Yes, they are. It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores today, something you may want to check out.
Tell me.
Like Picture Show by Neon Trees. You want to check out their new CD. That's available today.
What a good band they are.
They are a really good band. Jason Mraz has a new CD out today called Love is a Four-Letter Word. Oh, tell me about it, Jason. Testify, sister. Curve by Our Lady Peace, also available today. And a guy named Gordon Lightfoot.
He's not doing anything new.
Is it live from the Massey Hall? Is that what this is?
Has a new CD out today called All Live.
Yeah, I got it.
It's odd because he died 20 years ago.
Got that one. Got to advance on that. Been enjoying that one all weekend long.
It's not a burn.
It is. I have a clip if you want to hear.
It's some live Gordon Lightfoot?
Yeah,
for those of you.
Holly.
Higher than I remember.
It's some of his best work, that's for sure.
And who's this Polly?
I can bring you the live record of the Emma Fitzgerald later if you'd like to hear some of that. I think I have it.
We would not at all. I think I speak for the room when I say we're in the negative category of wanting
that. But I believe it's a longer version than the studio version you used to.
That's not possible. There hasn't been a device that can measure anything longer than the record of the Emma Fitzgerald.
Because he's still singing it today.
You have to use a calendar. See how long that song is. I'd rather have the Armenian comedian sit in on all the showbiz beats with me today than listen to live Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot.
Well, I'm with you.
DVDs today, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol is available with Tom Cruise and Jeremy Renner. And TV shows on DVD, Tremé, the complete second season of that HBO program is available. And Frozen Planet, the complete series.
Those are cool.
I'm assuming that's about the Arctic or
it's
the
like the
Antarctic.
That Earth like that. Series.
Right. Where only in the extremes of temperature when it comes to our planet. So.
I think this is the one that Alec Baldwin did the announcing for.
David Attenborough, I believe, is the narrator.
Or that guy.
So. Or that guy.
Yeah. Looks like life imitating art, imitating life. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis may be a couple. How about that?
Hmm.
Well, they played boyfriend and girlfriend for all those years in That 70s Show, and now X17Online.com is reporting that they are together as a couple.
There's certain girls, and she's one of them, that how can you spend time with her and not fall in love with her?
She is pretty,
really
pretty spectacular.
Cool. Really funny. Like, she's got everything.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been seen out and about, in Studio City quite a bit lately, because that's where Ashton has a new home, and Mila apparently lives there, so... They've been seen looking very romantic together. And I think
so he has not cheated on her yet.
That's a good couple, I think, those two. I wonder if I say that because they look good together or because I have memories of That 70s Show and I just want them to be a couple. I can't tell, but there's your story. Simon Cowell, he is the best ex-boyfriend ever. He was engaged to a woman named Megan Husseini, you may remember.
The best ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
They split up. They're no longer fiancés.
Okay.
But he gave her the $8 million mansion they were living in Beverly Hills as a parting gift.
Which, wow. That's shocking.
I guess if you have $100 million to your name, an $8 million house really isn't a big deal.
You know what? Don't need it. Here you go.
It's kind of like a tip. Here, get yourself something nice.
I'll date him.
For you. Enjoy. I'm sorry, what happened?
I'll date him.
You'll date Simon Cowell for an $8 million mansion?
I got a house, yeah.
You're a giver. Mm-hmm. And we were this close. This close. But God... just likes to mock us sometimes.
Why?
We mere mortals here on this planet. He likes just to mock us and laugh at us as we get our hopes up and then get them dashed. Friday was Friday the 13th.
Right.
Joan Rivers was flying in a plane at 20,000 feet.
Yes.
From Los Angeles to Toronto when the jet was hit by lightning.
Yes.
Everyone on the plane was fine.
Wow.
Plane landed with no problems, but everyone aboard was quite frightened, they said, once the plane was hit by lightning, and there was a shock that went through the plane, and the electrical system bounced around a little bit, but apparently everybody's fine.
What's the deal, Ralph? You would know. Planes, they plan, I mean, they expect to be hit by lightning at some point, right?
It happens.
I mean, and they build in some sort of safety feature for that? It usually doesn't cause any disruption at all, right?
Yeah, also, they're not grounded, which is the dangerous part of electricity, is when you're grounded, that's when the electricity goes through you and into the ground. You become like a human lightning rod. When you're in the air, apparently, it is less. You're not a conductor. It's less dangerous.
Couldn't that have made her heart stop or anything?
I know, something.
The plane's fine.
Right. But she just been so scared by it that, something happened.
How dare you?
No, she's fine.
How dare you say that? How stupid is already say that? Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. All we're saying is we wish you had died.
I don't see how that's offensive.
No,
what's the negative there?
Right. Today's celebrity birthdays, L.A. Kings owner Bruce McNall is 62 years old today.
Former.
He's not the owner anymore, right?
No.
I asked that to Dave. I said, he's not the owner anymore, is he?
Don't ask Dave.
He said, oh, I said it.
He's got went to jail for tax evasion.
Yeah, right.
Evasion
I thought, yeah.
You remember when...
Who owns him now?
AEG.
AEG owns him? Yeah.
You know when... when Wayne Gretzky set the record for the most points and most goals, and they stopped the game and they brought out this beautiful Bentley on the ice. Found out later it was used.
Wow.
That's Bruce McNall.
That's classic.
It was a used car.
There was a pair of panties in the back seat. Former Kings owner, Bruce McNall, 62 years old today. You're LA Kings. You had a chance to talk about it, Ken, because you were away
so
in the
I'm
desert.
I'm talking about
Wednesday night going for the sweep against the Canucks.
3-0
Much
against the number
to
one
my
team.
Shock. I was giving you a hard time. I had the sense, I thought they could win that series, but I figured it'd be a 7-game series. I thought it would be a much tighter series. But
I love it.
Congratulations on your
win.
We're
going to meet your Flyers.
Wouldn't it be awesome in the finals?
That
we
would
could
be
do
great.
It. I'll meet you there. One of the good beans, Sean Bean, is 53 years old today.
Hey, what
actress
what
Jennifer
suggest?
Garner is 40 years old. Singer Victoria Beckham, she used to be a Spice Girl. Now she's just thin. She's 38 years old. And actress Rooney Mara, who was, of course, the girl with the dragon tattoo, 72. Nope.
Wow. She's a great
nuts.
Actress.
27. Oh, the old dyslexia kicks in. She's 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show
business. It's an impossibly catchable song. Nope. That's not what I meant to say.
Catchy? Maybe the word catchy instead of catchable?
Thank you.
You're thinking of STDs again?
Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. You know how sometimes something bad has to happen before something good happens, you know?
Sure.
Like, you got to get your tonsils out before you get all the ice cream you want. That's what today's show is all about. The Armenian comedian next hour in the 7 o'clock hour, and then actress Hannah Simone from The New Girl. She plays Cece on the program, joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. So it's worth slogging it out next hour to get to 8 o'clock.
Agreed.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
First, though, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again. It is Tuesday. How about the beer mug weigh-in, shall we?
Beer mug is so fat, damn, he's so fat. Beer mug is so fat, that boy's got back. Beer mug is so fat, he likes smoking doobies. Beer mug is so fat, he's got mad boobies. Will beer mug lose the weight? I think not. Beer mug's so fat, 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 so fat. Let's find out how much weight beer mug loves.
The intent of that song is it doesn't really come through, but here's how it started. We didn't say, hey, Beer Mug, you're fat. Beer Mug said, I'm fat, I need to lose weight.
Yeah.
And then he promised us that he would lose how much?
30 pounds.
30 pounds by June 1st. And so every week we weigh him, and it hasn't been going terrifically well. A couple of weeks he gained and he was upset, but now he's at 220.3. He started at 226.8.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to point out in Beer Mug's defense, and no one hates Beer Mug more than I do. I mean, deep down to my core.
True.
If he hadn't made the ridiculous wager, if he hadn't come out and mouthed off and said he could do 30 pounds in 3 months, he'd feel pretty good where he's at right now because he's lost 9 pounds since he's been dieting since February 14th. Since Valentine's Day, he's lost 9 pounds. Now, that's not a tremendously rapid rate, but it's a healthy rate, and it's certainly a step in the right direction. And if he kept going at that pace, he'd eventually lose all the weight he wants to lose.
I think I stated that miscorrectly. I think I said 220.3. You're down to 217.2.
Yeah.
That's right. That's where he was at last week.
Oh, wow. Except,
yeah.
All right. So, very surprised by that, by the way.
So, I mean, Mugs, 9 pounds makes a difference. You probably feel pretty good if it weren't for the pressure of this artificial deadline of June 1st over your
which
head.
He
probably
gave, himself.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to waste away, you know?
Beat on Friday, we were at Coachella, and he was ordering wine because it has fewer calories. But when you're at Coachella and you pay for a regular drink, the amount of wine they give you is about a shot glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we would go up to the bar. We go, and some wine. And the guy said, ha, what do you really want? And we said, some wine. We had to tell him 4 times.
Yeah.
He walked away, and I was like, seriously, he wants wine. But then it didn't go so well the rest of the weekend for him.
Now, here's what I want to hear about, because I don't care whether Muggs loses the weight or not, but I am fascinated with seeing the process that he goes through in his mind. How many times he said to us on the air, seriously, guys, now I'm committed. Now it's full time. Now there's no cheat days. Now I'm going to exercise every day. Now I don't have room to screw around and occasionally eat something bad. Everything that goes in my mouth is going to be exactly what it needs to be. And he's so dedicated when he says that.
Right.
What happened when you went to Coachella, Muggs?
Well, much to Dave's chagrin, he kept on warning me, oh, it's Coachella, you're going to go nuts. So I was like, no, I'll keep to my diet.
You sort of have to when you go to something like that. But go ahead.
Well, let's get there Saturday
Friday morning, about 1 a.m., I start off with some olive oil and vinegar pita chips with hummus, followed by some strawberries, go to bed. Oh, by the way, I had three blueberry, raspberry, lemonade, and vodkas that night when I got there.
Good.
Okay. Woke up, had a huge Baja Fresh burrito, followed by half a chicken quesadilla, some tortilla chips, more pita chips later that day with some more strawberries, and another three glasses of vodka and blueberry lemonade.
Sweet.
One Captain Morgan and regular Coke, one marshmallow peep. Now we get to the venue.
Why would you have a marshmallow peep? Those are terrible.
There was one left, and it looked good.
He's a Hoover.
He's a vacuum for anything that's sitting around.
Then we get to the venue. I decided, hey, it's Saturday. It's Coachella. I get to have one beer. So I have one beer. Then I follow that up with the three glasses of wine, which at that point I think is obsolete after everything I've eaten. Then I have one Jameson, not Diet Coke, but regular Coke, because I was like, oh, they're only going to put a splash with Coke in. That won't hurt me. One churro, one bacon-wrapped hot dog, and the biggest pepperoni pizza I've ever had in my life.
All right,
and
good.
That was Saturday.
How do you think that went then, as far as your diet?
Well, let's put it this way. Dave picked me up from the venue that night, and we went to Del Taco afterwards because he was hungry. And he asked me if I wanted anything, and I was sitting in the back just confessing my crimes. No, right. I can't eat anything.
Sunday
started off with a half a blueberry muffin, one order of crab fritters with French fries, one teriyaki salmon with vegetables and brown rice, one entire carrot raisin muffin, more pita chips because they're still laying around in the hotel room, and some strawberries.
Hoover.
I have a Sunday Bud Light. I have a Sunday beer. Uh-huh. 1 16-ounce vodka and 7-Up. Then we get to the venue. I have another Jameson and Coke. 3 vodka diet Red Bulls. I don't know why I got diet. Didn't even make sense.
That's your diet.
Yeah. Some of Katie Adame's leftover nachos and some of Gaga's leftover gravy fries.
That is the thing about Muggs. If you leave, you don't even have to be finished. If you leave your food and you're not looking at it or actively eating it, it's gone. Okay, yeah.
Muggs, let me ask you this. Yeah. When you get to the muffins and the pizza and the gravy fries and things like that, in your mind are you thinking, oh, I shouldn't? Or in your mind are you thinking, it doesn't matter at this point, I've already eaten everything else?
In my mind, I'm thinking, oh my God, these are delicious.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'll never get to eat them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, will that show up in this weigh-in? Because I don't think so.
I don't know how it can't. It's almost 3 days.
Like Kevin said, and Ralph said a couple weeks ago, you know, it does, like, when you eat like that, it doesn't start catching up to you, like, until a couple weeks later. But
which I don't understand how that's physically possible. If that amount of food went into your body, why does it not show up yet?
It was extreme. Yeah. I mean, it was a lot for the week. All right, you got the scale there?
All right.
217.2 is what we're looking at here.
Here we go.
Good luck. Drum roll again, please.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Just tell us.
218.
218.
Yeah.
It only went up one pound.
0.8.
Yeah.
Oh, 1.6 pounds. Wow.
No,
gained point a pound and a half.
Point, well, 0.7. What was I? 217.
217.22.
To 218.
So 0.8.
Point 0.8.
Oh, 218. That's what I said, even. And then you said 0.8. So I thought you meant you went up to 218.8. So you're saying it's 218.0.
Yes. Right. 218.0 is what I just said.
That's not bad considering everything
I just ate.
It's not going to get you to your goal.
No.
But it's not bad considering.
I should be going down every week.
Well, that would help.
Yeah.
And Lisa, too, by the way.
What?
Lisa, too, what?
Go back to the tape. Okay. You'll get it. All right. So you're at 218 right now. But according to Beer Mug, no matter when we weigh him, he always says, but I still have 2 months left, guys.
I will be at 196.6 come June 1st.
All right.
He's still not giving up?
Can't wait to see how that
Speaking of Nirvana, big news this week. Did you see that interview that Eric Erlandson did from Hole, who said that he's the first person who has said that Kurt Cobain had recorded an entire album's worth of demos of new songs that he was working on before he died? First time that's ever been referenced.
How did that not come out at some point since?
I know, right?
That's crazy.
So who knows what's going to happen. But I do understand Kurt is appearing at Coachella in a hologram this weekend. So we do have that to look forward to. All right, so I'm watching Saturday Night Live over the weekend. Josh Brolin was the host. Gaudier was the musical guest. And they always tease upcoming shows. And I cannot tell you how excited I was when I saw the card go up that say, in 2 weeks, May 5th, Rihanna is the musical guest. And hosting will be New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning. Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, our little friend Eli.
The mouth breather. Very excited.
he's hosting SNL just like his brother Peyton did a few years ago. Eli, welcome back to the Kevin. How are you, Eli?
Hi, I'm
Eli.
Yes, you are. Congratulations on, first of all, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I won a Super Bowl.
You won a Super Bowl. And second of all, you guys, you're back in camp. You're already starting the campaign for the next season. And now you're going to be hosting Saturday Night Live.
They don't even give you a bowl.
No, it's not really.
You won a Super Bowl. You say, oh, I won a Super Bowl. And they, oh, I can't wait to have the coolest bowl in the world. I can eat cereal out of it.
It's not a literal bowl.
They don't even give you a bowl. They give you something made of plastic or glass or something.
Yeah. Well, you got a ring, right? They gave you a Super Bowl ring.
You can't eat cereal out of a ring, silly.
Well, that's, I guess that's my fault.
I tried. It keeps going through it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, what about Saturday Night Live now? This is something that Peyton has already done, but now it's your turn in a couple of weeks.
Live from this phone call.
Tuesday
morning.
Sure, how that's going to work.
You know, you don't have a lot of experience in front of the camera except for a few television commercials. Are you a little bit?
I was an Oreo racer.
You were?
What?
Oh, was that the commercial?
Oreo racer.
Was that a commercial that you're talking about?
Okay. Yes, okay. I ate Oreos quick.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's fine, but that's not the...
Hey, Oreos!
That was the one with Peyton, though, right?
I wish I had a Super Bowl to put Oreos in.
Yeah. But that's not the same as standing out on a stage in front of a live audience and a nation of people watching on television and doing comedy.
I know. That's why my dad bought me an audience. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wait, he bought you an audience to go with you wherever you go?
Yes, so I can practice it.
That's great.
I'll tell you... When I go to breakfast and I eat a muffin, I sure hope I don't fumble it.
Yeah,
because that's a football term,
right? Yeah. Eli, you'll be happy to know they have full time writers there at Saturday.
I don't
Night
need;
Live.
I have my own material.
I know. Well, I'm just suggesting maybe you should use them.
Hey. I must be the only football player who also wears a helmet off the field.
Actually, you can keep that joke. That one's pretty
good. Thank you very much.
That's a good
one. Thank you. Try the veal.
Now, you are the 10th NFL player to host Saturday Night Live. Have you gotten any advice?
1-0.
That's right. That's your number, right?
1-0.
Have you gotten advice from anyone else who's done the show or even talked to Peyton about what it's like being on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, I got advice from O.J. Simpson.
Well, okay. What did he have to say?
He hosted Saturday Night Live before.
Right.
And he said, kill your wife.
That's not that's not a joke, Eli.
It is a joke. That's what he told me to do.
But that one maybe you should cut out.
No, but he told me to do that.
Do you know who the musical guest is?
He told me to kill my wife.
Yeah.
He said...
That's not funny.
Give her a second smile right under the chin.
No.
Wow. Eli, this is turning dark.
He's a joke, folks.
It's a comedy show. It's a comedy show.
That might be too dark.
What about Rihanna as your musical guest? What do you think about her?
Chris Brown told me, punch her in the eye.
No. Okay. You know what? I need a lot of help here. Okay.
Thank you. Well,
we're going to let you get back to rehearsal, I guess.
I really like that one.
Tonight at 10 o'clock, National Geographic Channel, Amish Out of Order. Get a little piece of this.
I'm Mose Gingrich, and I left the Amish 9 years ago. Leaving is like standing on the edge of a cliff, not knowing what's below, but knowing you have to jump. Like many ex-Amish with nowhere else to go, I came here, Columbia, Missouri. Now I try to be a guide for the kids that end up here.
These kids have been judged, shunned by their families, no longer accepted because of that one choice they made in their life.
Our struggle unites us as a new family, determined to find our place in the world.
Mose Gingrich joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. How are you, my friend?
I am doing very well. How are you guys this morning?
Good, thank you.
Doing fine. I'm so glad you're back on TV with another show about the Amish because, you know, all religions have things that those of us outside don't fully understand, but yours seems to be a little wackier than most. I'm sure you hear from people all the time as they have trouble getting their heads around what it means to be Amish, right?
That is correct. Out here, I suppose, in the Midwestern states and even the further east you go where there's more Amish communities, it's a little more common. You don't hear it quite as often.
Right.
But, yes, back in 2004 and 2005 when I was filming Amish in the City, I did hear it a lot out in the Los Angeles area.
I have extended family in Ohio, and I'd always see the horse-drawn carriages. And I, you know, that's when I found out no electricity. Is no electricity the biggest difference? I mean, not faith-wise, but the way you live your life?
If I speak for myself, no, it is not.
What is?
The lack of technology is a small part of the big difference. It's really the beliefs, the way they talk, the way they believe, and not so much what they own or don't own.
Okay.
That's interesting. But, I mean, as a guy who has lived on both sides of the technology barrier, I mean, you must appreciate being able to have electricity and being able to use a radio and a television and a phone and things like that, right?
Oh, yes. When I left, like many ex-Amish, I went crazy on the technology. I mean, I have big flat-screen TVs everywhere and, like, five.
If you don't have it your whole life growing up and then all of a sudden you have everything, it must just blow your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's seldom extra money laying around because I invested in new technology. So
now, tell us about Rumspringa. Did I say that right?
Rumspringa.
Yes. Tell us about that and what the religion believes and how much time you have and what you're supposed to do.
So typically, the Rumspringa is a period during a Amish teenager's teenage years, when typically from 16 to about 20 to 22 years old, when their parents actually allow them to go out into the outside world and explore and sow their wild oats. And they pretty much turn a blind eye on whatever their teenager chooses to do during that time frame.
So they can do anything? They don't have to follow the Amish rules? Nothing?
No. They typically go out and become a non-Amish person for that time frame. They own vehicles and do everything that you and I would do and oftentimes more, basically to get it out of their system.
And then I'm sure there must be a number. What percentage of folks decide, hey, not for me, I'm glad I saw it, but I'm heading back to the Amish?
Oh, by far the majority. I'd say 95% of the ones that
What?
Easily 95%.
Wow.
Wasn't that because if they don't, they're essentially leaving their family forever?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you have to make that decision. Like, you may be 20 years old and you realize that if you now go back, most of the other kids that stayed are married, and so when you come back, it'll be a young generation that you don't know quite as well, and you won't really fit in. At some point, you just have to decide, am I going to stay out forever, or am I going back and getting married and fitting
in? Now, if you stay out like you did, if you were to drive back home, would your parents be able to talk to you or your relatives or any friends that you have? I mean, are they allowed to talk to you or are you excommunicated?
I am completely excommunicated.
Wow, that's a tough choice.
Yeah. Why? I mean, what do you think the purpose of that is? Because it seems like that is pushing away people that love each other. And how is that good for any religion, Mose?
And you're talking about the same reasons why I left for in the first place. I'll tell you. A large reason why they are as strict with those rules as they are and as strict with their shunning as they are. Just as an example, there's 13 kids in the family I grew up with. And so if they would have just let me run wild and own a vehicle and come home and visit whenever I want, my other brothers and sisters would have looked at it and said, well,
oh,
that's fine. I want to do that as well.
That 95% would go way down.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so basically I get made an example out of, and the rest of them do not care to be shunned the way I am, so they will never do
it. Now, what do you do with your life now? You help other kids that are leaving?
I do a lot of that, yes. I am very much a mentor in the area for kids that leave, because when I left, there really wasn't anybody to help me. And I have a big interest in helping those that leave.
You bring them in and go, look at this big screen TV. How awesome is this?
Seriously, wait till you see Avatar. It'll blow your mind.
Check out the internet.
This is the voice of Mose Gingrich here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about his new TV show that debuts on the National Geographic Channel tonight at 10 o'clock. In our remaining moments, Mose, I have to ask, what's your faith like now? Are you in any other organized religion?
I am not in an organized religion. I have tried that for many years. I finally kind of come to the conclusion that I am almost better able to worship freely the way I choose to worship if I don't have a group of people who are trying to influence me in one way or another.
Now, other than leaving the family and the Amish religion, did you leave the Amish religion, or do you believe that you're pretty much following a lot of the rules that you learned when you were growing up?
In other words, I left the Amish religion and do no longer consider myself Amish.
You don't? Okay.
That being said, you can never You can never, if you've really been brought up one specific way in a very strict manner, you can never quite leave all that behind. And so I still have a lot of the teachings and morals that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Do you hang on to anything that you learned, any of the incredible skills that you learned growing up Amish? I mean, do you still churn your own butter or anything fun like that?
No, no, I really don't.
Doesn't sound fun.
Obviously, I would love to have horses and plows and all that stuff, but I live in a subdivision in a house with big screen TVs and computers, remember?
So. Gotcha. Well, the show sounds fascinating. I mean, it's a world that most of us don't ever get to peek inside, so I'm looking forward to it. National Geographic Channel tonight at 10 o'clock. The show is called Amish Out of Order. We've been talking to Mose Gingrich. Thanks for your time, Mose.
Thank you very much for having me on.
La, 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 la.
I think that song's okay without that, to be honest. I think it stands on its own. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 K-Rock, FM. What just happened?
Huh?
Don't get up and walk out.
What?
No,
what
no.
just happened?
Come on, Ralph.
Oh, look at Ralph.
It was just a glitch. I'm tired.
How do you not know the radio station name at this point?
I don't know. I didn't get any sleep on Sunday night, so I'm still tired. Ralph, get back up in your chair. Be a professional.
Could we hear that again, please, Kevin?
I don't know. Can we hear it again? Is there a way to do that? We'll hear it later. I'm sure it'll be
I just
a
want to hear you try to say it again. That's what I want.
106.7
KRFM.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin and Bean Show.
K-R-O-F-M.
I don't know. I don't know.
You should good see. Times.
Ralph loves that more than anything in life.
It was the...
All right, take it easy.
It's like watching someone being hit by a meteorite. He's saying, oh, I've heard about such things, and I assume they happen, but I just never thought I'd see it.
I'm a little tired. A little bit.
But you had the first three letters. And then you just dropped one off and went for the FM.
I was pretty close, wasn't I?
You were right there.
And we don't even say FM either. That's what's weird. We're like, where did FM even come from? It's not even part of the thing.
I can't tell you how things work. If I could tell you how things worked, I would, but I can't.
I just saw the Armenian comedian is coming up next. And then Hannah Simone from New Girl joins us in studio as well. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here, and I twos.
This would be a bad choice for her to come here, that Hannah Simone. She's better than us on every level. She's so
I agree.
Better than
yes.
us. We all agree with
we're
that.
Not worthy.
No, she should wear a hazmat suit to come in here because some of our awfulness might contaminate her because she's pretty much perfect.
Yeah.
And the Armenian comedian's going to be here before that.
Yeah, I know, but we got to make sure he's gone.
Yeah, how do you fix the studio, though?
Well, we fumigate.
You don't have a time.
Lysol.
All right. Need to tent this place.
Fair enough. All right, let's talk about some showbiz news. Oprah Winfrey's network is struggling. So what's she to do? How is she going to bring people back? How is she going to bring eyes to the OWN network?
Isn't it funny? Because wouldn't you consider that a slam dunk?
Yes, I'm sure she did.
Of all people, you know, you'd think she'd be able to pull it off.
Here's the cautionary tale about the ego of the superstar. Remember Howard Stern said, if I leave terrestrial radio, I will go to satellite and everyone will follow me to satellite and everyone will pay for subscriptions for satellite radio and I will be the king of satellite radio. He left. Nobody followed. Nobody really cared. Oprah Winfrey said, if I leave my own TV show on regular syndicated television and I create my own network, everyone will follow me and they will just watch my network because I'm Oprah. No one followed.
I think she would have if she kept doing The Daily Show as she was. I'll bet people would have followed her. But she doesn't do that anymore, so what's there to go there for?
Oprah. The only place you can see Oprah now is on her own network.
But she doesn't do a regular show there.
She does specials and stuff and things. And it's all Oprah-related. It's all Dr. Jim and Dr. Dave and Dr. Louie and all the other doctors that she likes. They all have shows over there.
I would have guessed if anyone could do it, she could, but no.
Yeah, well, no one's watching. So she's come up with the perfect answer.
I'm so fat.
She's so fat. No, that's not the answer.
Oh.
How about an elaborate televised wedding to Stedman? How about she finally gets married?
Are you serious? Oh,
come on, really?
Yeah, she's been keeping that one in her holster for some time. Now she's bringing out the Stedman gun. Boo-boo!
Haven't they been together for like 75 years?
Yes, they have.
Not married? Come on.
The insider claims in this story, OWN will broadcast everything from gown shopping to the bridal shower, the bachelor party, the big day, even the honeymoon. How about a series based on her getting married?
I'm not lesbian. I'm not even kinda lesbian.
Well, we'll see.
Does my butt look big?
We'll see when we watch the series, whether you're a lesbian or not.
Hmm.
It's kind of genius.
Yep.
Yeah, it sure is. People will watch that.
People would watch that.
It's going to be on in my house, I'll tell you that. Not because of me.
You'll have to get tickets. She'll want to go. You'll be there at the actual wedding.
I don't think so.
Hey, I just want to give you a heads up. This week's Glee is Saturday Night Gleaver.
Oh, they're doing disco, are they now?
Yeah, they're doing a tribute to Saturday Night Fever this week. It's called Saturday Night Gleaver.
Uh-huh.
Just want to give you a heads up. Saturday Night Gleaver.
Yeah,
does it say they're doing them all? They've been Staying Alive and Night Fever and all of them?
Does not say which songs from the soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever will be featured, but I'm sure all the good ones will be there.
Yeah,
Saturday Night Gleaver.
Hate to miss that.
Yeah, Iron Man 3. We were talking about that yesterday. Is being produced in association with the Chinese film industry. They're partnering up with the producers of Iron Man 3 to make this film.
I thought China hated the Western-style movies.
Apparently, they like money.
Wow. Okay.
And so Disney is going into a co-production with the Chinese film industry to make Iron Man 3.
That's weird.
They're saying looks like part of it, at least, will be produced in China as well, so they get to use their facilities.
Well, maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why, yeah. But I can't imagine there's anything you could shoot in China that you couldn't shoot in the States or in Canada or someplace else. Hmm. I can't think of anything they have other than that big wall they got.
They do have a big wall.
That's particularly Chinese that you couldn't replicate someplace else.
Well, now, Ralph, hold on. Let's use our heads here. What if you have a scene where you need 900 million extras?
Ah, that's a good point.
It's the only place you can go.
And they work for cheap.
Right,
they do. Just stop beating us, and we'll do whatever you ask. That's usually what the Chinese say.
Just stand here. How long? A week?
I'm just saying sometimes their human rights are
not
top-notch.
Correct.
Yes. KRO.
FM.
Do we have that yet, Omar? Is it working feverishly over there? I'm just dying to hear that piece of tape.
I think we have to wait for
Mike.
Oh,
we
got to
get rid of this first? Oh, okay. Today's celebrity birthdays, one of the good beans, Sean Bean, the actor, is 53 years old today.
I resent the implication. Wait, what's happening
Maynard
here?
James Keenan from Tool and A Perfect Circle is 48. Jennifer Garner turns 40. Victoria Beckham is 38 years old. And actress Rooney Mara is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
F the Armenian comedian is what I have to say.
Oh, that's what I've always said.
That's what I'm right there with you, Lisa.
But don't turn already. We haven't had him in yet.
Well, why is that?
2 years we haven't been able to talk to him because of the restraining order. Today was finally the day Sam Ageddon counts down. Right, but he's supposed to be here right now.
Well, he's still Sam Bean. He's not going to change who he is.
Would it kill him to come in on time? We have a very busy schedule today. We have other things going on.
Well, we can stall for a minute. Comedian. He'll be here.
Hannah Simone from New Girl joins us next hour. And don't forget, we've got tickets for you to go to Coachella this weekend, all 3 days, and access to the K-Rock Coachella house at 9 o'clock this morning. Hey, guess whose birthday it is this week, kids? Guess who's turning 85 this week?
Who?
Your Pope and mine, Benedict XVI. Wait, 85 years old.
Is he my Pope if I'm not Catholic?
He's everybody's Pope, dude. He's the Pope. He's the one and only Pope. So we wanted to find out how the holy man celebrated his big birthday, number 85, and I believe producer Dave has lined up the Pope for us on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Your Holiness.
Hello?
What's going on, Pope?
Ah, Kevin and Bean, how are you? Good to talk to you.
We're good.
Guys, look, crazy here, but still partying.
You're still partying from your birthday yesterday?
Yeah, still the party's going on. You know, it's crazy. I'll tell you, there's no party like a Vatican party. They all say that.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, party don't stop till the habits drop. You know what I'm
sure.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I was thinking you would have, like, chanting or something, is what the music I thought you would have.
Yeah, well, listen, we got that all year long, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
So, once a year on my birthday, I like to, spark up the tunes and have a little fun once in a while.
I see. But when you get on the turntables? Do you get on the turntables?
Go God. Yeah, I get on the wheels of steel.
Do you?
Yeah. Or the Shrouds of Turin or whatever they are.
I think you're right the first time, Wheels of Steel. But Your Holiness, isn't this especially when you're 85 and you realize you're going to be meeting God soon, isn't this a time for quiet reflection where you start to think about what's left to do in your life?
Hey, listen, asshole.
Hey, whoa, with the language.
I reflect and pray and sit there and stare and mope.
all year long.
Right.
Once a year, my birthday, I like to have a little fun. What is wrong with that?
Hey, listen, fantastic. Good
for
you.
I got to go soon because they're doing the holographic Jesus performance soon.
Is that right?
The holograph Jesus is back. It looks just like him. It's unbelievable.
I haven't heard about that.
My head's exploding. It looks like Jesus is on that stage right now. JC, how are you? JC. That's wild. It looks so much like him.
Your Holiness, it's not him, though. You know that, right?
But it's like he came back. You know, he does that.
Right. I heard from some guy, though, that it's really just a movie. Don't get all excited. It's nothing special.
No, look at him. Oh, I think he's back. I think he might come back again.
Is he singing California Love?
No.
You know what I love about the article that I read about your birthday party, Pope? And tell me if this is true. You're 85 years old, and apparently also at your party was your older brother, George.
Yeah, Georg was there. He's crazy, Georg is.
Is he?
Yeah, he bought the beer. He came with the keg. That's how this got started.
You have a keg?
Yeah, of course we got a keg. I just did a keg stand. The problem is my Pope dress fell over my head.
It's not called a dress.
I gotta get some pants. Who the hell dresses the Pope around here?
I think this is such a surprise to us because you just seem so somber and serious all the time. We don't often get to see this lighthearted side of Pope Benedict.
Yeah, I know. This is Pope cutting loose a little bit right now.
Right.
You know, so I'm having a good time. I got some football players over. I got, the guys who fought the World Cup, you know?
Yeah, the soccer players, yes.
Yeah. Franz Beckenbauer.
Right.
Franz Beckenbauer.
Right.
With a football player like him, he can take over the world again.
No,
look, it's a hologram Hitler.
No. Okay, this is getting out of hand.
Adolf,
how are
you?
How's your guest doing?
Freaking believable.
How is your guest?
The guest that we were supposed to have for the first time in 2 years, 25 minutes ago?
In this break and the last break was supposed to be here at 7 o'clock. Yeah, how's that working out for you?
Well, why am I surprised?
Because apparently I'm
an idiot.
You are. You're an ass. How could you not expect this?
He said,
here's why. Because it's been 2 years, and by all accounts, the Armenian comedian wanted to be back on the show. So wouldn't you think he would make some effort to get down to the radio station so he could come on?
Has it been 2 years?
Yeah.
Why has it been two years?
Because he called in a bomb threat.
Right. So a guy who could make a bomb threat on the air, you think somehow has the wherewithal to be able to get to a location on time?
That's what I said. Bean said you would think he would want to be here. And I said, yeah, but he's still Sam.
Right. He's still because a guy who hasn't been on the air for 2 years because he couldn't help himself but say repeatedly he was going to blow up a radio station.
Because he had 2 years to think about the repercussions of his action. That's why I thought maybe.
You're magic.
Bean keeps using logic in this situation and it's just not usable.
You're special.
But those of you listeners who have, you know, joked with us and told us how little you want him on, you're pretty lucky because it looks like he's not here.
So look, you know what? It's your fault. Don't look at Sam as if somehow it's Sam's fault, Bean.
You were the one who decided to put him back on this show. Against
I wanted to catch
all
up with
the
guy.
Evidence
to
the contrary
years.
That he belonged here. You insisted he had to come back. And Lisa said no, and I said no. And everybody was bitching and moaning, but you guys had to have him on. So you have no one to blame but yourselves.
I love it. I love it. This is so typical Sam.
That's the same reason I hate it.
I love it so much.
Like, I don't need this kind of drama in my life. I really don't.
This is exactly, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh!
How about that?
Sorry, that's all the time we have, but thanks for coming by.
Literally, this is the time we need to say goodbye.
Has joined us in the studio.
F that guy.
How dare you? Hey, Sam.
Sam is back.
Now, Sam, before you speak, we would like to say, and I know that we've never said this before, but when we're on the radio, we can't use certain language.
Okay? Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
I am not the same.
You're not the same person?
No.
Okay, you've changed.
I'm the man.
Get close to the microphone.
He does have an aversion to microphones. Right.
First of all, I would like to say I'm sorry what I've been through.
What you've been through? What about us for the last 25 minutes waiting for your stupid ass?
He's so angry.
I'm furious at this guy.
How can you be? This guy is the same guy this guy was 2 years ago.
I'm the guy who was so excited about welcoming you back, Sam. Why couldn't you get here on time this morning?
We know you can't see Bean. It's it's been that way for 13 years.
He lives on an island.
All right.
Well, I like to shake all of your hands. I'm very apologize whatever I've said.
Okay.
I was just
Why weren't you here a half an hour ago?
Bean, let it go.
I want to hear from Sam why. I want to hear from Sam why he didn't think it was important enough to be here on time today for his first visit in 2 years.
Los Angeles traffic.
There you go. Oh, there was no way to predict that. Okay. All right. You're off the hook then.
Okay.
So have you been?
Oh, I've been busy. I got a lot of show coming up soon.
Uh-huh.
And haircutting events, donation to school district, charity events, and shows.
You're doing charity events now.
Yeah, to school, LA District School, and then I have a show coming up every Wednesday in Alpine Village. So I'm doing busy and doing Canada Words. And
doing all- Canada Words?
Yes.
What's Canada Words?
Canon.
Canon Awards?
Yeah.
Like the camera?
What is that? Canon Awards? What is that?
You know, medical marijuana facility awards, whoever has the best weed.
Oh.
cannabis well, awards?
At least you've gone legitimate.
Oh, you said cannabis.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Canada.
Yeah. I he did say Canada. Canon or Canada.
How's your English? How do you think your English is after 80 years
I'm
in the country?
I'm not American educated English. This is English English.
Yeah, I hear you. It is right. English English. That's true.
Oxford.
Sam, take me.
Well, you know, Sam was schooled at Oxford.
Take me back, Sam, to 2 years ago, a little right. more than 2 years
now
ago.
Now we're going to have to take a break.
No, but I just... Oh,
now
yeah,
you have to take a break.
But I want to ask this question and then say goodbye to him.
No. When we come back, you can ask the question, take us back to 2 years ago.
Sam has brought a harmonica. That's all I care about.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to take a break.
And the recorder.
And the recorder.
It's got it all. The recorder has been patched up with some sort
and
of duct
I have
tape.
A it looks band. Like. I have a band. It's called Sam's Band.
You're gonna
Sam's
have to hold
Band?
It.
How did you come up with the name?
You're going to have to. We all have to hold our questions.
Because I always had different names, but this time it's going to be my band.
Not so much, Sam. Okay, we need a break.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back.
Right.
Okay.
To all the listeners who are emailing in, no, we do not have a service where you turn off K-Rock because Sam is on and we email you to let you know when he leaves. That is not available to you, I'm sorry to say. The Armenian comedian
is
here.
I'll tweet it.
Okay, that's good. The Armenian comedian is here for his first visit to the Kevin Bean Show in more than 2 years. There was a restraining order. We were not allowed to talk to one another. We have not spoken in over 2 years. Correct, Sam?
That's my bad. Sorry.
Okay. Not Sam.
That was my bad. That was my
bad. Oh, you weren't even listening for the last 2 years.
Yes.
How come?
Because it would be reminding me the day I was in jail. I went to community service 300 hours.
300 hours?
I was lucky that I was in our Armenian church.
Tell us about...
And also anger management and my family, my wife, my... You know, she lost 10 pounds.
Yeah, I know. That's
depressing.
I hate to hear that.
Moments she had.
I hate to hear that, but I would like to hear about you in jail.
And my kids and my family, everybody was devastated. How could happen?
I know, but that's...
Well, I didn't know. I'm sorry. And then he went back to 9/11, and
then you realize they have to take that
before
seriously.
Before that, it was a different story.
Well, I don't know that before that it would have gone over well, but since 9/11, if you make bomb threats, they do take them very seriously.
Okay, I'm sorry to all the law efforts that they give it to me, and that's their job to do. I understand.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry to
we got the I'm sorrys. We appreciate it. We hope we can move on and all that ugliness is behind us.
Cool.
All right.
When we had you on and begged you to take it back, though, and said, Sam, you don't want to say these things. You don't want
you know
to threaten
why?
To blow up the radio station.
You
yes,
know
why?
I was going to open an acoustic Christmas show.
That was never going to happen, by the way. That wasn't going to happen.
But even if it were, even if there were a misunderstanding over that, when we said to you, hey, you're going to get in a lot of trouble if you don't take it back, and you said, no, the bombs are there, and they're already set up, and tick-tock, tick-tock. I mean, you left us no choice, really, right?
Well, yeah, because I'm an actor, you know. Sorry.
What? You're an actor?
Yeah.
All right. I realize
and
that.
I'm also psychic. My new news to you guys is I'm a psychic.
You're a psychic. Now.
You're a psychic? Okay. What
and
kinds
also,
of things
whatever
do you see?
I feel imagination coming to my head and tells me what to say. And I wrote a song, World War III, and what's happening right now in World War III.
Okay, hold on right now. So
a lot to take in here.
So you're a psychic. Is this the particular type of psychic that can tell the future? Or speak to the dead, or there's a lot that falls under psychic.
All back around, you know, I'm like that. All back around.
I don't understand the question.
Backwards, forward, future, everything.
You can say everything.
So you can even tell us the past. That's impressive.
Past and the future.
What kinds of things do you?
That's not true.
What types of things do you see in the future, Sam? What kinds of predictions are you making?
I'm making my own prediction that I'm going to save the world.
No, that's not true.
You recognize that voice?
Yeah.
It's your wife.
Okay.
Are you using your wife against you?
No, that's not true.
Did you say you were saving the world?
Okay, with my songs, with my with band.
Songs and band. You're going to save the world?
With my message, it's written, everything that I'm going to say. It's about love and political and dancing and joyful.
Okay.
And love each other because we are human beings. We don't live here forever.
Right.
And
okay. Dean, I think that's a little bit different.
And
Sam.
Now, because of you guys calling me, I feel so happy. You know.
I'm glad that you feel happy.
Yes.
So everybody must do the same thing outside. I feel really
is he crying? Is Sam crying right now?
He sort of is, yeah.
He's welling up a little bit. Sam, I have one question for you, and mercifully we're almost out of time.
But Bean, he's also an actor, so I can't tell if it's...
Yeah, you can't tell. Here's my question. One of the last times we talked to you, you were very angry with us, and you made it sound like we were standing in the way or we weren't doing enough to help promote your career and you'd be better off without
that
us.
That was a common theme through our entire relationship with you.
You had 2 years away from the yoke of the Kevin and Bean Show around your neck. Did you blossom? Did you become very successful without us because we weren't holding you back anymore?
Well, I've done my research, and I'm enjoying my life. You know, I have family. I enjoy my wife and my kids.
It sounds like...
It's more happiness for me. But this is my second life that I like to do.
And right, but I guess my question was, do you feel like you have been, with your music or your comedy...
How could I say, you know, come out of the closet my way.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
No, you've lost me.
What Bean's saying is, you always said, and not always, but throughout our entire relationship, you sort of blamed your lack of success on us. He's saying, now that you've been away for 2 years...
Look, I've been on the Man Show. I've been on the Open Critics. I've been on the Ding Dong Show Comedy Store.
You were there
before.
I've
done a lot of things in my life because...
Would you say you're more successful now than you were 2 years ago when we had to part?
It's all the same right now, but I'm looking for future to make recording and reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than Kim Kardashian show.
I would watch a reality show with you every week.
We've suggested in the past, Sam, that you should try to get on Big Brother on the CBS. You know, they do auditions for that show. You'd be fantastic on that.
I appreciate it, Kevin. I mean, Bean.
That's Bean.
I like to do a sitcom called I Love Julie. It's remembering of I Love Lucy show, you know. So I'll be the Bamba, you know, Ricky Ricardo, which is I am. You know, I'm going to have bands and models. It's... Oh, by the way, SoCalMusicNews.com, you got Lagan. Every information that I'm doing right now in the future. By the way, I have a list
but wait,
here.
Let's get back to this. Hold on.
By the way, he's going on.
Hold on. So let's get back to you. You're going to replace the I Love Lucy show. it's a reality show about you and your wife.
Yes.
Okay, and that'll...
She's awesome, more funny than me.
No question.
Yes. She's a lot nicer.
She's everything better than
reliable. Yeah. Well, listen, Sam, what's next for you? We're literally out of time. We have a very busy show ahead. What's next for the Sam the Armenian Comedian? What's the next thing you're going to do that people would be interested in?
I got charity show lined up, comedy show lined up.
Pick one.
Alpine Village in Torrance every Wednesday night, and I'm doing talent show, musical, and then also charity events for LA, Los Angeles, for kids, haircuts, donation $2, whoever gets a haircut by me. By the way, I want to do another haircut event in my salon, which my wife operates right now, the World Genesis Book of Records kind of haircut again.
You want to get a world record in the Guinness book? Because I'm having trouble following today. I'm sorry.
There's a lot. You're throwing a lot out at us.
But it's been a long time. I understand you have a lot of catching up to do, but you might have to do some of that off the air. Maybe a video. Maybe we'll do some video and off the air, and then we can put it up online.
So, Sam, are you glad to be back on the Kevin and Bean Show?
I can't even believe I'm here. I'm here.
Don't hit yourself. It's okay.
It's okay. So can we do it again in another 2 years?
No, every day.
Every day, yeah.
I don't think every day.
There's got to be a happy medium between every day and 2 years.
All right, Sam. Well, listen.
I'd like to be also a phone screener.
Nope. Well, that's not available. Listen.
How about having the K-Rock trucks on my Wednesday nights at the parking lot?
You know
giving
what?
Out tickets?
Absolutely not.
We got to go. Give our best to your wife and do keep in touch, okay?
I appreciate it. I love you guys. I'm sorry whatever I said to the listeners.
That's not true.
To the listeners, I love you guys. Thank you.
Sam, everybody.
Yeah!
He's back.
Yep, you did it.
He's back. How do you feel, Bean?
I'm glad it's over. Dear Kevin and Bean, Kit writes in, I just got ear raped. Thanks a lot for that. So getting a lot of that. I think I'm in Ralph and Lisa's corner now for backing off
now,
on the Armenian comedian
now.
For a while.
Where were you a week ago? Yeah. Where were you a month ago?
I didn't know it was going to be that bad, Ralph.
How do you not know after time after time after time?
No,
you're more of a tard than he is.
I just thought 2 years had gone by. He might have grown up a little bit. But
who's more to blame? The woman who gets beaten in the marriage or the husband? Who's a monster and out of control? But the woman who keeps going back to him, she's asking for it.
That's what you are.
I'm the one. Okay,
you're the abused spouse.
Here's what I find funny though: is I've always loved the Armenian community, always, and I fight a battle against everybody else who hates him. But Bean was more excited about having him back in than me.
Absolutely,
by far,
absolutely,
which is bizarre.
And then turned on him immediately. All right, let's do the showbiz beat and move on. And
Hannah Simone next hour from the New Girl, by the way.
Yeah, Cece from the New Girl. Boy, is that a funny show!
It is so good. And also, go to krock.com right now and take a look at the photo that we posted of Kevin passed out. One of the many photos that we could have chosen from. But if Kevin
out, I was just taking a nap.
You were passed out.
I was just sleeping.
Yeah, my mom used to say she wasn't sleeping either. She was just resting her eyes for 8 hours. But listen, you can go there right now and take a look at Kevin's photo, and we are asking you to do some Photoshop magic because there's lots of humorous situations you can put Kevin in, lots of other things you can put in the frame with him, and we've got some good ones to share with you, too, at krock.com. Check it out right now. Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Looks like they're going to be making Iron Man 3 in China. It was announced yesterday that Disney is going into a production deal with the film industry of China to make Iron Man 3, giving a lot of people speculation that maybe the Mandarin may show up after all as the villain of the piece. Ben Kingsley was talked about being a villain in Iron Man 3.
What's
they said
the
he
Mandarin?
Wasn't going to play the Mandarin, but if they're shooting it in China, it makes sense.
I don't know what
the
that
Mandarin
is.
Would be. Kevin, the Mandarin.
I know.
Iron Man's villain, the Mandarin.
I don't know the Mandarin.
He
what does the Mandarin
is
do?
He is Mandarin.
I don't know what that means.
Mandarin is Chinese.
I don't even know what that
right.
is.
Right. I understand the tie-in of the word.
I don't think you do.
What does the Mandarin do as his ex, as his nemesis?
He's got powers.
That are what?
Supernatural.
All right. Forget the Mandarin.
He can, like, hypnotize you, and he's got rings that have
okay.
powers in them.
Is the
stuff.
Calculator in it as well?
No, stop. Right. Don't get me started again on all the right. calculator.
Calendar Man? Does he make an appearance?
Stop it.
Game.
Britney Spears will not have to put up with Simon Cowell bullying her if she signs her deal to be a judge on The X Factor. Sources say she has a no-bullying clause in her contract.
Excellent. What does that mean?
It means she doesn't want to be verbally sparring with Simon Cowell on the show.
But wait, he's a judge on the show, too. He's not allowed to question her decisions
no,
and her comments?
No, if he thinks she's an idiot, she says something stupid, in her contract, she's written a clause where he won't be able to come at her and make fun of her.
You know why, though? If I'm Simon Cowell, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I don't have to point anything out. You know, like,
yeah,
she'll
that's true.
Hang
he can
herself.
Just do a look and just yep. look over. Apparently, Britney Spears is concerned about coming off.
Of course.
In the best possible light on the show and doesn't want to be mocked. She doesn't want to be a target for Simon's wrath, apparently. Part of this deal they're trying to put together is Britney not only getting 15 mil per season, but not being bullied by Simon Cowell.
15 mil.
Beer Mug said he's looking for that in his next contract here at the Kevin
being
Bean
bullied?
Show. Yeah, no bullying clause.
Not acceptable.
Against Bean.
Beer Mug's in his final Bean. Days. It doesn't matter what he says.
Wait. He's right here. He can hear you. Plus, he's going to lose all that weight, by the way.
It's true.
Yep.
Wait, what's happen. The date? June 1st?
Yep.
How much more do you have to lose?
Let's see. I'm at 218.
Yeah.
I can't do the math.
Let's not make him do math.
Okay. Live, if you don't mind. It's around 20 pounds.
20 pounds?
Easy.
Oh, it's a piece of cake. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, one of the good beans, Sean Bean, the actor, is 53 years old today. Singer Maynard James Keenan from Tool.
He seems like a tool.
He is. And a perfect circle. He's 48 years old. Jennifer Garner turns 40 years old today. Victoria Beckham is 38. And actress Rooney Mara, who, of course, was the girl with the dragon tattoo. She is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 K-Rock, FM. What just happened?
Don't get up and walk out.
What?
No, what just happened?
Come on, Ralph.
Oh, look at Ralph.
It was just a glitch.
That was A Moment Kevin.
How did that even happen?
Dude, if I could tell you that, I can tell you how all the other ones happened.
K-Rock FM.
Look, Sunday night at Coachella. Yeah, it was a long weekend, but it was sure fun. Sunday night at Coachella, we stayed for Dr. Dre and Snoop and Eminem and all those guys. And then we got back about 1:30, and I literally laid awake in my bed till 4:30 and just got back up and came to work. So I didn't get any sleep. So now,
that was days ago, though.
I got home yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah. Okay. A lot of times it takes a couple of days.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 K-Rock, FM. What just happened?
Huh?
Don't get up and walk out.
What? No, what just happened?
Come on, Ralph.
Oh, look at Ralph.
It was just a glitch.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
What's the drive like on Monday when you've been up all night Sunday night, when you're coming back to L.A. from Coachella?
I was singing with the radio, and I rolled down the windows and pulling my hair, literally slapping my face.
Yeah, do everything you can to stay awake.
Brutal.
Yeah,
exactly.
So they took a picture of me at the K-Rock house. So funny. Hey, let's take a picture of passed out Kevin.
Yeah.
By the way, I would have done so much more to you guys if it had happened to anyone else.
Where's the Sharpie of the penis on your forehead? I mean, somebody dropped the ball.
Yeah. So anyway, so they took a picture of me passed out, sleeping, resting, taking a nap. And they put it up and they asked listeners to Photoshop it into something else or make it funny or put somebody else next to me or whatever. And the first one that came in is me in the war room. You know that famous picture of President Obama when they were capturing Bin Laden? They were all watching closely. I'm in there sleeping.
Yeah, the SEAL 6 guys actually had cameras on them so they could watch the raid as it went down live. And it's a very tense situation with the Secretary of State, with the President, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and everybody standing in the room. And there's Kevin, like, right over by the President, just sound asleep on the table, which is so awesome.
The second one is me and a gigantic stripper woman.
Thank you, Jeff. It's excellent work.
Kevin at the Boom Boom Room. I'm not sure what that is. The third one is me lying on the ice at a Kings game.
Well done, Matt. Nice job. Thank you.
Very well done.
Well, you can see all of this in the photo gallery at the front page of krock.com or kevinandbean.com. If you click on through, they've just put, I mean, you're on the moon. I mean, you're out in the pool with Hasselhoff. They've got you at the royal wedding.
Why does
OJ everywhere.
Have his arm around me?
You two look very comfortable together, don't you?
He never put his arm around me.
You were asleep.
Sink.
You're on stage with Snoop and Tupac at one point.
Yeah, but I'm looking right up at his crotch.
Well, you're in the I'm the Best video. Here you are making out with Kesha.
Oh, you listeners are so funny.
It's a Photoshop challenge at kevinandbean.com or krock.com.
You can
see all of those pictures at the front page. There you are on the runway with Kate Upton, by the way. That's a nice job, Royce. Excellent. Well done.
Well done indeed.
There you are in a cage with a panda. I like that very much. There you are being knocked out by Muhammad Ali. Where do people come up with these?
I don't know.
This is insane. And there's a whole lot of Weekend at Bernie's type stuff, too, that's going on with Kevin's photo. It's a great Photoshop challenge if you want to check it out. It's at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. And by the way, if you want to have your own moment, we are giving away tickets all this week here on the world-famous K-Rock so that you, too, can have a Coachella weekend. It is sold out for this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You not only get passes to go to the festival, you also get access to the K-Rock Coachella house. Details at krock.com. We got tickets for you at noon today, 3, 6, and 9. And, oh, yes, we'll give them away for you at 9 o'clock this morning in less than 1 hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the World Famous K-Rock. Great week still to come here on K-Rock, including Danny Putty from Community, Dr. Drew, comedian Paul Tompkins is going to be joining us, John Jones talking about UFC 145, Patton Oswalt, Ziggy Marley. By the way, if we're having Ziggy Marley on, you can tell it's 420 this week, right? That's our once a year visit with Ziggy Marley. And maybe Dave's trying to work it out, Kevin, but apparently we ran into David Hasselhoff at Coachella over the weekend. The Hoff might be joining us on Friday. How about that?
I thought he was banned us because I made a joke about him.
La, 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 la. Don't say that. We're trying to get David Hasselhoff on. First, though, how about our favorite Tuesday night Fox show? Hit it, Steve.
Who's that girl? Who's that girl?
It's just
CeCe.
CeCe. It's CeCe. New Girl airs at 9 o'clock Tuesday nights on Fox. We couldn't be more excited to welcome from the show she plays CeCe, Hannah Simone, who's joined us here on the television show. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
How much better is this hour at 20 after than last hour at 20 after with the Armenian community?
No kidding. No kidding. What a disaster that was. Hannah, first of all, congratulations on the unbelievable out-of-the-box success of your show. It's so rare to have a show come out and be a hit. Like, after the first week, it must be so insane for you actors on the program to have that happen.
Insane is a really good word to describe it. It's completely crazy. This is the first TV show I've done, so I don't have something really to compare it to.
You're wrecked now.
Yeah, I know. I'm ruined for life.
It's like going to Vegas and hitting a small jackpot at the very first time, and you go back for the rest of your life hoping that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But look, you see how it works, and you see how many other shows get on the air, and they're lucky if they last one season, and the few that make it through and become actual hits, you know, that's so rare. Rarely happens these days in television. But I mean, am I remembering this wrong? It seems to me, my memory was the New Girl debuted and Fox did a nice job of promoting it so people knew it was coming. It debuted and like the next day it was everybody's favorite show and it seemed like it was a big hit out of the gate.
Yeah, no, Fox has been so clever and so smart and so wonderfully supportive of us because they actually released the pilot months and months and months before it went on the TV screens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was just out of respect for the fans. Everybody was so excited to see Zooey Deschanel do TV and to see what show she was going to do. So they were like, you know what, like, just join the party, see it now. And people thought that was a mistake, that people wouldn't turn up on the day when it premiered.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the highest watched Fox shows, you know, premieres in history.
But I got to tell you, also from the writer's perspective, it seems like this show did what most can't. Seinfeld and all those with multiple people in the cast, it takes 2 to 3 years to kind of get up and running, and you guys hit the ground running. There was no wasted characters, even though there's a lot of them.
It felt completely gelled right from
it
the beginning.
From the beginning, it was great. And that's rare.
I think that really has to just do with their casting process. Zooey actually read with every actor.
She did.
That's crazy.
To make sure and pick the right
chemistry. Yeah, because we played best friends, you know, and I think we wanted that to read as genuine as possible.
Right.
So I think at the end of the day, it took a long time, but the final five of us are on this show are absolutely the right five. And how we feel about each other and care about each other as cast members is pretty special. Like, they are really good friends.
Here's the one thing that's completely unbelievable about the show, though. And that is that Zooey Deschanel, she moves in with three guys. All three guys are instantly in love with her. They are, and hardcore, and they fight each other for her.
You're saying that's how it would be in real life?
Yes.
Yeah. And on the show, they were like, oh, she's just a roommate who happens to be a girl.
Oh, she seems to be a little annoying at times. Come on, you'd all be in love with her.
Maybe they're intimidated.
Well,
I think men would they're like, you know, this is how I would act if that, you know, cute girl moved into my house. Yeah, right, you would.
Now you're the intimidator. As the model best friend.
Yeah.
And everyone's afraid of you except for Schmidt, which is odd. Schmidt he's the guy that they came up with the douchebag jar for. Every time he says something douchey, he has to put money in the jar.
Yeah, he's in douchebag rehab.
Right. So the first time we saw your character, I thought, they better not act like any of these guys can get with her. There's no possible way that would happen as far as reality again. And on the list was everybody, and then Schmidt was at the bottom.
Yeah.
Which was a great turn, a great way for them to do it.
I mean, this is the thing that's so crazy about shooting this show is that we get the script days before we shoot. So it wasn't like, all right, so this is how the show's going to go. You're going to start off. It's going to be a little cold. You guys are going to end up dating. We didn't know.
You didn't know that was going to happen.
So I genuinely was not into him and
like,
playing
it
that way. Yeah, because it made sense. And then all of a sudden I get one script and I'm like,
We what? How many now, times? We're still doing it?
Were you a little worried that that was going to kind of upset the way you had been playing it? Like, oh, this is a totally different deal now.
You know, it's so funny. I have so many friends right now that are single and dating and kind of going through this space in their life. And a lot of them are hiding embarrassing men. You know, and a lot of guys like will not talk about who they're with. And I love the fact that the show went to this space where I think it's quite real in today's world where physical intimacy, that's easy. Doesn't take a lot of thought. But the emotional intimacy, that's tricky and scary and takes a lot more.
Totally.
I have a clip from the show, and this is you trying to describe how this happened.
Jess, I'm really sorry you found out this way. Okay, but trust me, it wasn't some big conspiracy. It was just something that happened and then it got out of control, sort of like poison oak, and I just couldn't stop scratching it.
Since you started.
I started it.
That's how every guy wants to be referred to, as just like poison oak. You talked about how this is your first TV show, and this is the voice of Hannah Simone, actress from The New Girl on Fox Tonight Again at Night. How did it even happen then? Were you going on auditions to try to get on a television show, or is this one of these situations where somebody sees a pretty girl on the street and says, ooh, I got a job for you?
I don't know if I've ever heard that story of someone hearing a pretty girl on the street. I think that's all of our fantasies.
No, it's happened to a lot of models, I'll tell you that.
Maybe, but actors? That would be like the most incredible thing in
the
world.
Yeah, that's strange.
That would be awesome, because then we wouldn't have to kill ourselves. I was doing theater my whole life, and I came down here hosting TV shows. But I guess not this past pilot season, but the one before, they had a flurry of Indian pilots outsourced, which ended up on NBC and Nevermind Nirvana that was going for Fox. So I think they were honestly like, actually, to your point, was pull people off the street. Like, there's not a ton
people.
Of Indian
looking for Indian-looking people, right?
And, you know, I went up for those shows and it did quite well. And then all of a sudden, I was kind of in this circuit of auditions. And then New Girl came around the next year. I went and auditioned for that and booked it. So it's been a short story.
Wow. Yeah. How many times did you have to audition for it? Was it one of those where you were close but they kept asking you back? Or did they know pretty much when you first walked in that you were the one?
I mean, it was quite a linear audition process for me. I went in first, with casting, I read with Zoe, and then it was studio, network, and then it was booked. But even in the most linear boiled down process, you still do it four times.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Did it seem like your life changed almost overnight once the show hit the air? Is it weird now to be recognized often?
It's a strange thing because we only wrapped 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, literally we're shooting, 12, 14 hour days every day.
You don't get outside much.
Yeah, you go home, you sleep, you wake up, and you go back. And so you feel like, honestly, I felt like I was in the bubble of when I was just doing like student films and hanging out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's only since we've wrapped and now I'm back on planet Earth and you walk to the grocery store and you're like, oh,
people watch this and love
people
it.
People are watching what I'm messing around with my friends and doing. Yeah. This is crazy. It's wonderful. It's so nice to know that people love it. I love it.
Are you allowed to – do you have to now get dressed up and do your hair and do your makeup and everything before you leave the house because you don't want people to see you looking non-CC-like?
You know what I was saying? I was saying to my friend the other day, there's only two ways to go. It's either you look really cute when you go out because then, people will see you and come up and say hi, which is great. Or you go out looking hideous, because then nobody in their right mind will think that's you from the show.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's
oh,
it.
Bart. That's your disguise.
A prettier her, that might be her, but not,
there's
not right
no
now.
Way she would ever look like that. That's the best one. That's the best disguise you could do.
All right, we need to take a break. Hannah Simone
Kevin,
is
we've
here.
Been doing this for years, by the way, looking as bad as possible so people don't know it's us. We didn't even realize there was a name for it. That's fantastic.
We're not doing that on purpose, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just us. Hannah Simone is there. She's CC on The New Girl, which is on Tuesdays at 9 on Fox. We'll be right back.
Do you do traffic at all, Hannah? Is that something you'd be interested
in? You know what?
There's doing?
Actually someone who does traffic. I'm sure we could find something else.
Lisa,
like
maybe
we're news talking with our guests. Or even co-host.
Grown-ups are talking, Lisa May. Hannah Simone is here in studio on The Kevin and Bean Show. She, of course, is CC. What's CC's last name on The New Girl, by the way?
Is there one?
I don't don't know if it's been established.
Ah.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know. It's just like Schmidt.
What's Schmidt's last name? Or is that his
or
last
first name?
Name?
We don't know.
Who knows?
So maybe it's going to be C.C. Schmidt. That's all I'm saying.
I do know and I remember. And of course, so the Fox has The New Girl. It airs again tonight with another new episode at 9 o'clock. I do remember this. And Kevin, tell me if this happens at your house. It was a little bit uncomfortable when Hannah's character, Cece, came on The New Girl on the first episode. I'm sitting there watching with my wife, and there's a point at which an actress is too attractive on TV for me to be able to get away with enjoying it. In other words, I could see, oh, she's on this show. I'm going to have trouble watching this show with my wife every week because she's going to be looking at me.
Does she look at you when that happens?
Yes, she looks at me going, how much is she enjoying this chick on my TV right now? It can't be too much.
Always sit behind her.
So I need to pretend I'm watching for some other reason, which is fine because The New Girl, you know, has a lot of reasons.
So she's there being all sexy, and you're like, that Schmidt, he sure is funny.
He's funny. I love watching that guy's sense of humor, man.
You're laughing a little too loud.
His comic timing. What about you? Told us last segment that you were as surprised as anyone when Cece and Schmidt started hooking up. What about as an actress? You didn't know when you signed up for the sitcom that now all of a sudden you're going to spend half of your life in bed on set, right?
Yeah, I did not know that at all. I don't think Max knew that either. We both were just like, oh.
I mean,
especially with the way I think we initially read our characters in the pilot.
Yeah.
You know, he was this player. He's a douchebag. She's this very strong and control woman who's just, you know, dates this guy here and dates this guy there.
And your character has seen a million Schmidts and
a million
is tired
right.
of
and
that.
And shot them all down, right.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't – we had no idea – you know what was That's what was going to come, and even tonight, it's already out there. But if you haven't heard, you may want to cover your ears just in case.
Spoiler alert!
But there's a big pregnancy scare on the show tonight.
That's scary.
I was saying to Liz, I'm like, this is the first season. Like, save something for the second season. We're kind of playing ourselves out here. We have done. She's been so brave and just done everything. So, yeah, I had no idea that we would get to that level and confront those issues within this show when I signed
up. This is why they're so brilliant, is because the one person who should never have a kid is Schmidt.
Never!
That's the perfect, you know...
Wait till you see his reaction.
And Cece should have a surrogate also. She shouldn't, if she wants to have a child, she shouldn't be carrying her own. What's it like for you as an actress and Max as an actor to be doing these scenes together? Is it comfortable? Do you guys laugh about it? Or is it still kind of awkward or what?
No, I mean, this is the thing. I think because we all spent so much time before we were shooting, you know, together and creating that chemistry and that bond that I think was just natural, but building on it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's the greatest thing in the world to do those kinds of scenes because you still want them to play funny. At the end of the day, you have to like still remember your lines, hit your marks, you know, make sure it plays funny.
Right.
The chemistry is already there between all five of us, so that's the easy part. To do it with your friend, because then it takes a lot of the, you know, the weirdness out of it. It's not like someone who's just like come on set and is just going to play your boyfriend.
Right.
Right.
It's your friend.
You're not being pawed by a stranger. Exactly.
No, it's not being pawed by a stranger. So I think that is one of the great gifts, at least for Max and I, is that it's within the cast and
right.
it's my boy. So that's really
right,
cool.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Tell me about Zoe for just a minute. She has millions of people that are in love with her, right? I mean, it must be insane to be Zoe Deschanel.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it must be. It must be, but after, you know, meeting her and spending so much time with her and working with her, I understand where all the love comes from. She is genuinely one of the sweetest, you know, women I've ever met. She's always there. She's always early. She'll always run lines with you. She's so funny. She improvs and comes up with things, and she makes you look good. It's a funny thing from going on the couch and watching my favorite sitcoms. And you wonder, you know, mm-hmm. like...
What's really behind the scenes?
What's really going yeah. on? And you find out years later that they all hated each other.
Right,
right, exactly.
You know, and you're like, oh. And it's the most fascinating thing to be now, like, inside the TV box on this sitcom. Because part of me, sometimes you have an out-of-body experience, and I'm kind of looking at it.
But you're not really in a box, are you?
Yes, we crawl into a box every day, like marionettes.
The size of a TV.
You know, and that's the cool thing. And we actually do get along. That's... the amazing part.
especially since you're playing best friends.
Yes.
Hannah Simone is here. She's the actress from The New Girl. She plays Cece in another new episode tonight at 9. According to Wikipedia, Cece's last name is Myers, by the way. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they're saying. And, you know, they've got a crack research staff, which means I could have made that decision that her last name was Myers.
I'm going to change it.
Here's what's fascinating that we learned about Hannah that we didn't know until she sat down today. She came from radio. This girl used to be on the air in radio.
Yeah.
That's shocking to me. Because we've seen chicks in radio. No offense. Present company excluded. But come on.
I loved radio. I mean, this is the thing. I grew up in countries where there wasn't TV. You know, I grew up in Saudi Arabia, and Cyprus was like all Greek TV, like three channels all run by the archbishop, you know.
Were you running from the law? Or
I kind of was. I kind of still am.
What a sketchy background you have, Hannah.
I know. Let's not talk about it, William.
So how long were you in radio?
I was at Ryerson, so I was there for 2 years. I was on CKLN, 88.1 FM in Toronto. And I loved it. I absolutely
music show,
loved
talk
it.
Show, what?
I would tech. I love teching. So I would tech a bunch of shows, and the shows that I would be on were more news oriented shows. And I would make radio documentaries, and we would air it on the show. The great thing about doing college radio too is that everything you submit gets aired. There's no rejection in college radio. It was a really feel good radio station for me. But they were wonderful, and that was like one of my dreams was to work in radio, and the fact that I got to do it and that college gave me the opportunity has been amazing.
If this TV thing doesn't work out for you, you have a job in radio. I'm just telling you. Just look around the room, and whichever job you want, just point, and it's yours, okay?
Including ours.
Including ours,
we
absolutely.
We will step down if you want it.
Okay, got it. Great.
All right, so another new episode of The New Girl tonight at Fox at 9. That's the pregnancy scare episode, and then there's probably, we have sweeps still to come, so there's probably at least, you know, five or six more new episodes this season, right, that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, the finale is on May 8th, and Fantastic. It's a big one.
Awesome.
It's a big one.
It really is. We actually, when we did the table read, it was something like 45 pages. We kind of looked around, we're like, this is a 22-minute show.
We better start talking faster.
It really was. We're like, okay. It's kind of amazing what they chose to do. Again, it was full of surprise. I was like, what? He's going to do what? I mean, we all get so shocked because we don't know what's coming. People are like, season two, what's happening? I'm like, I have no idea.
Have no clue.
No idea.
Look, once you're naked in the back of Winston's car heading down to Mexico, I mean, anything could happen, right?
You know, that's the
truth. It's a great show. Congratulations, as we said when you said, congratulations on the out-of-the-box success. It really is so much fun, and the casting is amazing. Every character on that show is great. Tuesday nights at 9 on Fox, it is called The New Girl. Hannah, thanks so much for coming in. You're welcome anytime, my dear.
Thank you very much.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It is the world famous K Rock 106.7 K Rock FM. What just happened?
Huh?
Don't get up and walk out.
What?
No.
What just happened?
Come on, Ralph.
Oh, look at Ralph.
It was just a glitch.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Come on,
K Raw.
That was
you
good.
You got
one.
That far. You got K Raw out.
I just couldn't. I couldn't.
You jumped FM.
I did. I just
K Raw.
There was no FM, and I don't know why.
Thanks for listening to Kevin and Meacher here at 8:56. By the way, you got a chance to say hello to that Hannah Simone there a minute ago?
I did. I met her in the office when she came in.
So nice.
Very, very charming lady.
Very nice. Sweet.
We lost Bean, though, Ralph. We lost Bean. Bean was excited about how hot she was.
Yeah.
Excited about the new girl.
Yeah.
Excited about everything until she mentioned she used to work in radio.
I know. Well, that's all it takes. That trumps everything.
And then he went,
yes.
What station was it? How many watts did they broadcast
like?
With? Did you use reel to reel? I used to cut my own tape.
What kind of microphone do you use?
The hell?
We bonded. You know, we had something.
You didn't bond.
We are going to be looking for you and your awful tattoos next. And this isn't just tattoos that look bad. This is, how do we describe this? This is tattoos of things.
Super fans.
That you were super fans of, like a celebrity or a band or a movie or an actor or something like that you were really, really into, and now you have a tattoo on your body and you can't believe it. Years have gone by.
It would help super a tremendous tests. Amount if you would take a picture of it with your phone and send it to us. That would help a
sure.
lot.
Yeah.
Where should they send it? Who?
Chip at KROQ.com.
Yeah.
Send it to Chip at KROQ.com, and we're putting up a photo gallery of all sorts of great tattoos. I mean, look,
who's
like
not
I
just
said
a
earlier,
collector of those tattoos, she's also a victim, Chip.
Yes, she is, as a matter of fact.
What's the bad one she has?
She's got two.
I know the Foo Fighters. That's
we'll
bad.
Bring her in.
That's
we'll bring her in.
Okay.
We'll
right. bring her in. We can all use her right. as an example later right. on.
So let's face it. If you've got a Hoobastank tattoo in 2012, we want to hear from you. Or whatever you've got going on ink-wise on your body right now. Give
I
us a call.
One. Like you're embarrassed about the tattoo, or it's a spectacularly bad tattoo of
either
something
way.
You're a fan of either. Like Drake on your forehead, for example.
Yeah. Yes, we'll talk about that one yeah. as well. First, though, Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I am not embarrassed about my Bar Raffaele tattoo.
Sweet.
Actually, I don't have one, but I'm thinking about it. Great story this morning where she tweets, I just got security pat down by a woman at an airport that made me feel very uncomfortable and left no doubt about her sexual preferences, she wrote. Barr was apparently at an airport in London this morning and thinks that she was inappropriately frisked.
They have
by
gotten,
a security worker.
They've gotten quite thorough with
kind of handsy
hand searches. That was the same at Coachella, by the way. I was like, can I have that again? It was pretty good.
But even if you're a female security employee and you have to pat down Bar Raffaele, don't you just grab whatever you can while you're there, right?
Well, I don't think so.
Life's
you
for
and
the
I
living.
Would.
Life's for the living.
You would.
Have to take advantage of your right. opportunities.
You and I would, but we'd be fired from that job.
Well, this woman apparently wasn't. Last year it was Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars who claimed that a TSA agent got extremely handsy around her crotchal region. And apparently that's what Bar Raffaele ran into. I'm just saying, even the straightest of women, once you're there, once you're in the Garden of Eden, you got to take a bite of that apple. You know what I'm saying? Who amongst us cast without stones the first glass house?
What?
Right?
Huh?
That's how it goes. Yep, you got that right, Ralph.
Three Stooges, successful movie, made about $17 million this opening weekend. Came in second. So it's just a matter of time for
no.
not the Three Stooges Triple X porn parody.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
That came out this week.
I don't think it lends itself.
Really, of all the porn parodies, that seemed like the last one you'd want to watch.
Do they have all the sound effects in it? Whoop, 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 whoop.
I'm
all that?
Sure they do.
Yeah.
The producers of the PG movie, the ones in theaters now, has fired off a letter demanding that the XXX version cease and desist, claiming the low-budget, clearly pornographic film is not protected as a parody under the First Amendment. But, of course, they're firing their own letter back with their own lawyer, claiming that the only way they could stop him was with proper trademark infringement. And they say, not Three Stooges. It makes it clear that it's not the Three Stooges and that it's a porn parody.
It seems like that's the not in front of it. Does seem like it would mean it's not the Three Stooges.
We'll have to wait and see what happens in court, but I want to see this version.
I'm not a golden juror, though.
I want to know what's happening when Curly does that. I want to know what happens in that section. Spread out, you two. Oh.
Whole new meaning.
Mo's talking about knees at that point. It's very interesting. Today's celebrity birthdays. One of the good beans, Sean Bean, the actor,
hey,
is 53 years old today.
I have noticed that you've been
today.
Saying that. I don't
Maynard from Tool is 48 years old. Jennifer Garner, who, of course, was so good on Alias, she is 40 years old today. Victoria Beckham turns 38. Rooney Mara, the girl with the dragon tattoo. Maybe
she's
she should
great.
Call in.
She was great.
That's a bad tattoo, that dragon tattoo. She's 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Congratulations to Tom Hunt from Santa Clarita. Just got tickets for Tom.
I know, but we know Mike. We've met Mike.
Just got tickets for weekend two of Coachella, all 3 days. And you can get them again at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. today on the world-famous K-Rock.
And that includes access to the K-Rock Coachella house. Once again, K-Rock will be out there broadcasting live all weekend long. And you, too, can pass out at the Coachella house, as Kevin did. Go
How
to K-Rock.com and see all the fantastic photoshopping that's been done of putting Kevin in various situations. Speaking of K-Rock.com, we're putting up new stuff all the time. And we have a great photo gallery up right now of people who have bad pop culture tattoos. Either the tattoos themselves are bad, or maybe they got a tattoo in haste a few years ago because they thought that they were going to love that person or that band or that movie or that album. Like, for instance, if you've got an Aha tattoo, which is the first one that comes up in the photo gallery, that may have been fine in 1986, right?
Place and time.
Yeah. If you've got a Backstreet Boys tattoo, if you've got a Nickelback tattoo, a 98 Degrees tattoo, at the time it seems like a great idea. But then time goes on, and then maybe not so much. So we're looking for you at 1-800-520-1067. Tell me about this Drake tattoo on the front page of the Post, Kevin.
Dude, I don't know. It's a guy that has it on his forehead in gigantic letters.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's a girl.
It's a girl. It's,
what?
It was a girl?
It's a girl who has Drake tattooed on her forehead, and Drake was asked about it, and he was furious. The guy who tatted that is an effing a-hole, I will tell you that. I don't F with that guy. F you to that tat artist, by the way, because you're an a-hole for real and you should lose your job. You should never do tattoos again. I don't F with you, and if I ever see you, I'm a F you up. So he just goes on and on and on. Look, he's glad that this woman is a fan of Drake, but don't get my name tattooed on your forehead, right? That's too much.
From hairline on the left to hairline on the right, all the way across. Oh. Gigantic letters.
So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You got a tattoo that maybe is ill-advised now.
Do you remember when we did Breakfast with Bush? When? 15 years ago?
Yeah, it was a while, yeah.
And this girl said, oh, I'm such a big fan of Gavin. I love him so much. I love him so much. I even have a tattoo, and I want to show it to him, blah, blah, blah. So we went to her in the crowd, and she showed us the tattoo. And there's Gavin on stage with his band. And her tattoo says Galvin. It has an L in it. So we were like, you know his name is Gavin, right? She had Galvin.
Well done.
That's so great.
Let's talk to our man Jason here. He's on line three. And again, you go to KROQ.com. You can see the photo gallery. You can see the Clay Aiken tattoo. You can see the Creed tattoo. The Gin Blossoms tattoo. Whoa! By the way, somebody got a Gin Blossoms tattoo. Jason, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Haley's tonight.
Hello.
What do you have?
Yeah, I have a social distortion sick boys tramp stamp.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
I was fine with social D, then you went tramp stamp on us.
Yeah. It was intentionally, it was part of a larger back piece that never really came to fruition, so it's still sitting back there, and luckily I don't see it, but I'm very reluctant to take my shirt off now simply because of it.
Oh,
that's
man.
Funny.
Where did it break down? Why did you not continue with whatever the piece was going to be?
It started off as like, oh, yeah, well, I mean, alcohol was involved.
Of course.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But it was really something that, you know, I did it about 15, looking back probably about 17 years ago. And
no, but that's fine. But how do you... How do you, A, not start someplace else besides Tramp Stamp Land, and B, why not continue? Why didn't you?
Well, it's bad planning,
okay.
I guess.
All
yeah,
right.
It's, yeah, that's about it.
Good
yeah,
enough.
Are you thinking about having it removed?
Well, I probably just want to kind of make it still visible, so I still may keep it to where it's like, okay, you're a dumbass, you shouldn't have done it.
So if just for the conversation piece or whatever... You'll never believe what I did.
Exactly.
That's not bad.
Yeah, kind of.
And maybe it's a pickup. Maybe it's a pickup line in a bar.
Probably not the right bar.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
That's a good point.
The guys would appreciate your tramp stamp. All right, Jason. Thank you very much for the call. Right. By the way, flipping through this gallery at KROQ.com, did you see the full back tattoo of the album cover of Limp Bizkit's Significant Other?
Yes.
What about that?
Love it.
Man.
That's hardcore.
Well, at the time, they were literally almost ruling the world.
Yeah.
Yes, they were huge.
But then that ended... Hardcore, like, I mean, it really ended when it ended.
And as you go through, and there's a little side boob in this one, so I don't mind it, but it's a Panic at the Disco tattoo, which I'm sure is fine. I mean, I'm sure that was a band that this lady enjoyed a lot about 5 years ago. But where are you today with the Panic at the Disco tattoo, if that's the choice you made? That's right. What I think people don't understand. Let's talk to Nick, 1-800-520-1067. Nick is on line one, and he'll give us an interesting perspective, I think, because he is a tattoo artist.
Yeah, good.
Hi, Nick. Welcome.
Hi, Nick. Welcome. Hey, what's happening?
You tell us.
Turn that radio down.
Yeah, it is.
All the way.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, Bean. That's not the radio up. Go ahead, Nick.
On the phone. I was just going to say, man, like, I'm a tattoo artist, too. Like, we get people coming in wanting the stupidest ideas.
Do you talk them out of it? When they come in and say, hey, I really need a Gin Blossoms tattoo, do you go, no, I'm not going to do that?
I mean, we try to, but it's like the person wants what the person wants.
Right, but you don't have to give it to them, do you?
Well, I mean, if they're willing to pay us money for it, hell yeah, we're going to give it to them.
All right.
I mean, most of the tattoo artists that we've spoken with, their policy is just we're not going to do anything that's racist or that's defamatory or that's obscene or anything like that. But if somebody says, hey, my favorite band is Veruca Salt, who are you to send their money away down the street to get it done somewhere else, right?
I figure, seriously, I've done plenty of tattoos that I look at and I'm like, dude, that is the stupidest idea. But it's not my decision. It's not my tattoo. It's their tattoo.
I like it.
What's the one or a couple of them that stick out in your mind that you still can't believe you did?
I did a moon landing on a guy's ass before. That was kind of cool.
A moon landing on his ass?
Yeah.
That is sweet.
Just a big astronaut fan?
Yeah, it was like the whole lunar landing thing. A little guy standing there putting a flag in his ass.
That's fantastic. You put the acid astronaut. All right, Nick, thank you very much for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Your tattoo story is coming up next on the Kevin.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 26 minutes after 9 o'clock.
See, perfect example. 15 years ago, probably a lot of people went out and got Smashing Pumpkins tattoos thinking, this band is awesome. They're going to be around forever, and so will I. Now, how do they feel about them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they, I don't know.
That's the thing about a tattoo is, are you going to love this band? Like Chip, for instance. Chip, who put up the post at krock.com or kevinandbean.com where you can see some of the tattoos that people may regret now. Chip chose The Offspring and Foo Fighters. Those are her two musical tattoos. Now, those seem like the kind of bands that she'll probably love forever, I would imagine.
Yeah,
pretty safe,
pretty
right?
Strong.
I don't think she'll ever regret that.
But we're talking to a lot of people who maybe do at 1-800-520-1067, including the young lady who got Drake tattooed right on her forehead. You can see that picture at krock.com. Brittany, you hang on. Let's go to Donnie first. Donnie joins us on line 3 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for listening to K-Rock. Donnie, what's going on, man? Hello, Donnie.
Left. He says he got the Insane Clown Posse on his calf.
Yes.
On his calf. But I'll bet he doesn't regret that.
Anybody who would get that band to begin with?
Listen, anybody that gets ICP on their calf to begin with.
Right. That's who they are forever.
Probably fine with it.
Maybe so. How about Brittany? Brittany joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show from Laverne. Hey, Britt, what's going on?
Hi.
What tattoo did you get?
I have the Sharktopus with Ralph and Steve-O's signature.
Okay. Thank God you called. Now, let's talk about that. How long ago did you get Sharktopus, which was the TV movie that Ralph was in, about a year and a half ago, maybe? Is that about when you got the tattoo?
Yeah. I got it, a couple months after.
Wait, I thought you said Steve-O signed it. Why would he sign it?
Well, I've always wanted his autograph, and he just happened to be there when I got Ralph's signature.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I asked him to put it somewhere else, but that's just kind of where he
finds
it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude, indeed. All right, so Sharktopus. Now, at the time, didn't we try to talk you out of it by saying, hey, this is something you're going to regret down the road?
Oh, of course. Everyone did.
And how are you feeling about it now, a year and a half later?
I still love it.
She loves it.
But it's Sharktopus. Yeah, but nobody even knows what Sharktopus is. I mean, at the time, everybody was talking about it because it was a hot movie. But don't you now have to explain it to everyone you meet, like, what's Sharktopus?
I have always had to explain it.
And you're good with that. All right.
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
All right.
Brittany, why no regret? Why do you suppose that is? And do you think you're going to feel this way in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years?
Well, I don't really know how I'll feel in, 20 years. But I don't really see tattoos as regrets. I do things, and I'm proud of it.
Okay.
But it doesn't really matter to me.
All right. I gotcha. So these people who do regret their tattoos, they just look at it differently. You're looking at it as, hey, that was just a place in time. That's where I was, and I have nothing to be ashamed of.
Exactly.
All right, let's go back to Donnie. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Let's go back to Donnie. This is the ICP tattoo on his
great.
On his
fantastic.
Calf. Hi, Donnie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You got the Insane Clown Posse.
Can you believe that?
On your calf. Now, when did you get this?
ICP is about 12 years ago. And best of all, the person who did it was like maybe the second tattoo they ever did on anybody.
Oh, fantastic. That's ideal. That's what you want. All right.
Now, did you get a logo or did you get their faces or masks or whatever?
So I got the Juggalo guy.
Right.
And there was a reason behind it. One of my buddies passed away, and he loved that tattoo, so I got it. But I tell you, all my real punk rock friends and all my rocker friends, I mean, I can't tell you how much crap I got for this thing.
Well, and they're doing the right thing. They should be giving you crap about this.
Do you still listen to the band at all?
I couldn't even tell you a song they sang.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's interesting.
But at least it came from a good place of a good friend passing away, so at least you were, it was like a tribute to him, right?
It was, but I'll tell you, I'm still paying for it today, so I'm 35 now. I took my kid to an Angel game, and so now I guess there's this new gang out there called the Juggalos, and they're all over the place, kinds of bad crap, and so this big, tall white dude with a bunch of tattoos comes up to me. He's like, "What's going on, brother?" I'm like,
"Yeah,
nothing.
You're our brother. You're in our gang now."
And so next thing you know, I've got two cops following me back to my seat.
All right.
That's fantastic. Hey, listen, if you get a chance, Donnie, we'd love to add your tattoos to the photo gallery at KRock.com. Will you send us a picture? Just send it to Chip at KRock.com.
Yeah, you got it. No problem, man.
All right, cool. All right, man. Thanks for listening.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Tuesday morning, Ralph is here. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat. And I've got the Gordon Lightfoot Live standing by if that comes up again
bring
in this
it.
Report. I want
stop
you to know
the
I got
presses
it.
And forget the showbiz beat. Let's go. Gordon Lightfoot Live
new
now.
Releases.
Go.
Let's don't do that and do the showbiz.
Do it.
Let's not.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about some of the new releases in stores today.
Bye, everybody. I'm just going to let this run, and I'm going to head out to the parking lot.
Thought you guys might enjoy
it's
here
like
a little
Inagata
bit.
Like DeVita. I can just go now. And
we don't want to hear it.
The legend lives on Zero. Down the big lake they call
he's still got it, man. He's still got it.
Okay. Thank you.
There's still 6.5 minutes left of the song, though. You sure you don't want to? Okay, all right.
Yeah, you still got it.
I counter with that one. That's how I answer that.
Oh, yeah? Well, he'll see your David Lynch and
no,
raise you with this.
Let's not do that. Come on.
He still got it. You can't lose it when it's crap.
How dare you?
There, and I went to the counter at the deli. I ordered a sandwich, and it was on wheat bread, and it was delicious, and I ate it. Holy!
Those words are not nearly down enough. You need to really be depressed.
That's true.
Gordon Lightfoot, All Live, it's called. A collection of his greatest performances from his Massey Hall shows in Toronto.
Here's some live Gordon right here. I believe this is Sundown.
He is losing some of his vocal skills. It's actually Yoko Ono. Why does anyone listen to this show? This is annoying.
Even to us.
Yep. I don't know. I don't listen anymore.
Thanks, everyone.
Bar Raffaelli claims she was felt up by a security worker in London this morning.
I want to be a security worker in London.
Supermodel Bar Raffaelli claims via Twitter, "I got a security pat down by a woman at airport that made me feel very uncomfortable and left no doubt about her sexual preferences."
Yeah.
Come on, Bar. You look like that. You got to expect a little woohoo once in a while, you know?
I'm sure the TSA has very strict rules about that. If you get a little overly friendly with the passengers, I'm sure they decide you were fine, you were fired, you were something.
First of all, she is Israeli, so they were just checking for explosives. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm thinking.
What?
Because, you know, they're tricky, those Israelis.
Is that right?
Yeah. They're like the best counter-terrorists in the world.
Yes.
So she could have been on a mission. Oh, she could have been on a mission, you know? Got to make sure she's not packing any weapons. Anywhere she could pack anything. All in the pack region. All in the packing district.
All right, I'm going to be hitting the packing district now, so just brace yourself.
That's right. Oprah Winfrey's struggling with her own network. That, coincidentally, is called OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network.
I've gained weight.
How would you get people to watch? Well, sources are saying she's planning an elaborate televised wedding. Wedding!
Oh, no.
And this Australia!
I'm pigging out.
To her longtime boyfriend, Gail King. I mean, sorry, Stedman Graham.
At least she's marrying Stedman. Yeah.
This is it going to be, you know, like a reality show leading up to it?
And the all entire? That?
Yes. Oh, no.
Entire event would be televised in stages from her gown shopping to the bridal shower to the bachelor party to the big day. Even the honeymoon would be
televised. That's my house.
Via series television on OWN. That's one way to get people to watch.
I am a Negro.
Very clever. Very, very clever.
Oh.
Does my butt look big?
That's why she hasn't married him all this time. She's been saving it up for sweeps.
Ah, smart. That's
why Stedman's been in the background.
Tissue, please. I now need tissue.
It'd be great if he said no.
That would be fantastic.
No way.
Are you crazy?
Just walked out carrying just baskets of money. Big wicker baskets full of $100 bills.
Into a car that's packed with money. That's right. To a house that's packed with money.
Yep. And a lot of buzz about the upcoming Avengers film.
Mostly from you.
Oh, you mere mortals who haven't seen it yet. I laugh at thee.
We haven't seen it yet. It doesn't come out for a couple weeks, right?
Yeah,
a couple weeks from Friday.
4th, Hollywood Reporter says it is doing better than almost any movie this year in terms of what they call tracking, when they ask people in terms of what they're looking forward to and the buzz and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but do they ask people like you?
No, they ask people like...
Guaranteed?
Like anyone.
Rave.
It's doing better than The Dark Knight did in most categories, and that's a big deal because The Dark Knight currently holds the record for biggest opening ever, raking in $158.4 million in its opening weekend back in July of 2008. And it's doing better than The Hunger Games did in its tracking before its release.
Wow.
So, as you can imagine, expectations are high for the opening weekend of The Avengers.
I won't go, but I am impressed, Ralph, by what you said about how they were able to take so many characters, all of whom can carry their own movies, and yet figure out a way to integrate them into one plot that makes sense and give everybody enough time.
Yeah, and it really is a team effort. They all play well together as well. So, Joss Whedon, I gotta give him mad props, as the kids say.
Sure.
For what he did in that film. When are we having him on? When is he coming on?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, find out. Don't we have the Radio Shack talk and play plug back?
Hey, King of Mexico, when is Joss Whedon coming on the program?
Still working on it.
Not the answer I was looking for.
Timing.
Too many buttons.
Now he's mocking me. How does that happen?
I don't know, but it's funny. Let's play that moment with one more time.
Let's play that moment with. For God's sake, everyone's
Kevin
heard
had
it.
A special nope. moment.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
It is the world famous K Rock 106.7 K Rock FM. What just happened? Don't get up and walk out.
What? No, what just happened?
Come on, Ralph.
Oh, look at Ralph.
It was just a glitch.
That was a moment with Kevin.
How do you pull up lame on a K sound?
Dude, I don't know. I got
K-Rock FM.
I did get 3/4 of it out. You'd think it wouldn't be that hard to just
pulled a hammy right at the end.
Why couldn't I it?
You spiked the ball on the 1 yard line is what you did.
I was all by myself and I spiked the ball on the 1 yard line.
Very strange. Today's Tuesday. New DVDs, CVs, D's and D's. Huh? A lot of initials.
No way.
Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol's out today. Treme, the complete second season. Frozen Planet, the complete series is available today. CDs, Picture Show by Neon Trees. Jason Mraz has Love as a Four-Letter Word. Curve by Our Lady Peace. And All Live by Gordon Lightfoot.
It reminds me
of the worst apartment building I ever lived in.
It is funny that I started this song at the beginning of your showbiz, and it's just been running, and I just bring it up whenever we need it. It's still on.
What a crappy song. That's one of my least favorite songs of all time.
Today's celebrity birthdays, the good Bean, Sean Bean. The actor is 53 years old today. Maynard from Tool is 48. Jennifer Garner turns 40 today. Victoria Beckham is 38. And Rooney Mara from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo celebrates her 27th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We are going to talk to Ian Usher, who is a guy who sold his entire life on eBay. Not exactly sure how he did that, but we're going to talk to him and find out. We want to talk to people about TSA agent pat-downs.
Yeah.
As they have been getting better and better.
Yeah.
I have to admit. But they need to change the rules and let women do the men. I mean, really, seriously, but they won't.
Can you make it rain while it's happening?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
They're sending them singles while they're filling you up.
Adam Carolla tomorrow morning, and something the beer mug is, I believe, going to go to, and that is the new bride feeding tube diet.
Oh, yeah.
Where they put just a feeding tube down your nose. Oh,
listen to this, Ralph. This is a hot new thing that's actually happening that people are doing. You lose 20 pounds in 10 days.
He's got that. Amount and days.
Yep. Yeah, he might win the bet after
feeding
all.
Feeding tube.
Right. But what's going to happen when he's trying to eat meatball subs while the tube's also down his throat? What happens when it's all combined?
Good question.
He just bursts.
first.
So anyway, that's tomorrow morning on the All New Kevin and Bean Show.